From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 21st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the proposal to modernize the Northeast Treaters Factory was presented at a public hearing on Tuesday, January 19th at the Edward J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens. The manufacturer of pressure-treated lumber is asking the Greene County Industrial Development Agency to provide a tax break in the form of a 7-year pilot program for its rebuild. Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack said the plant renovation was designed in a way to be the least harmful and most beneficial to the town. Van Schack said, and I quote, "The IDA will not be making money off of this project," end quote. He said the agency has waived the application fee and is asking only that its legal fees be paid. The company plans to build new structures at its Schoharie Turnpike location, replace old manufacturing equipment, and acquire 19 additional acres of land. A brownfield cleanup program facilitated by the Department of Environmental Conservation is also included in the proposal. During the public hearing, former Athens Town Supervisor Lawrence Palmateer said he did not understand how the project would benefit the town of Athens and said he did not believe the factory deserved a tax break. The IDA Board of Directors meets on Thursday morning to consider the input from the public hearing. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Gail Heinsohn is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham School Board has approved a written corrective plan created by school officials in response to a district audit by the Office of the New York State Comptroller in October. In that response, the district disputed the comptroller's assertion that the amount of cash held in reserve fund was excessive. Instead, the district said the reserves are necessary. The comptroller found Chatham taxpayers paid higher than necessary real estate taxes because school officials overestimated expenditures. It also found the Chatham district's property tax levy was approximately $400,000 more than necessary. This led to accruing reserve funds that almost doubled to $6 million in 4 years. The audit also faulted the district for failing to have a detailed written plan for the reserves. In response to the comptroller's recommendation that realistic spending estimates be adopted, the board said it builds contingencies into district budgets to allow for unexpected expenses. The district did not agree to create a written plan for the use of the reserve funds. Henson said, based on the district's response to the audit, Chatham taxpayers should not expect any cuts to their school taxes. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office said on Wednesday, January the 20th, that the property tax levy for school districts will be capped at 0.12% this year. DiNapoli said in a statement, and I quote, "The nearly zero growth in the tax cap will limit budget options for school and municipal officials as they plan for next year," end quote. DiNapoli said that while some local governments have available reserve funds to bridge the gap in funding, others may have to cut spending to stay under the cap. DiNapoli's office estimates that the state's school districts will have roughly $308 million less in levy growth compared to what they had last year. The State Association of School Business Officials called on lawmakers to make changes to the tax cap law. The association suggested the tax cap be tied to a consistent 2% growth rate or the state provide aid that makes up for losses in local revenue. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Brian Rosee in the Ravenna News Herald reports that the Ravenna village officials unanimously issued a resolution urging state officials to not allow the Pilgrim Pipeline to be built. The two proposed parallel pipelines would run from Albany, New York to Linden, New Jersey. One pipeline would transport crude oil south, while the other pipeline would carry refined products north, passing through Ravenna and largely along the Interstate 87. The resolution from Ravenna village officials called on, and I quote, "the New York State Thruway Authority to reject use of its right-of-way for the purpose of transporting oil or gas by pipeline," end quote. Ravenna Mayor William Nisaraka said, and I quote, "We just don't see a benefit in any way, shape, or form to having this pipeline run through the middle of our community," end quote. You can read that full story in the Ravenna News Herald. The Ankrom Town Board is considering a switch to LED streetlights and holds a public hearing on the issue today, Thursday, January the 21st. Central Hudson Gas and Electric Company wants the Ankrom Town Board to change the town's 31 streetlights from sodium or mercury vapor lights to LEDs or lighting-emitting diodes. The town could change the streetlights individually as they go out over the next 10 years at a cost of $142 for each light, or change all the lights now at one time at a cost of $3,500, saving $2,300 in the long run. But some residents at a recent town meeting cited articles claiming the blue LED lights were too bright and impair night vision. Ankrum Conservation Advisory Council member and resident Kim Tripp told the board that nocturnal animals interpret the LEDs as daylight, interrupting their life cycles. Supervisor Art Basin said in December, and I quote, "This is either a really good idea or a really bad idea," end quote. The Ankrum public hearing on the LED lights is at 6:30 p.m. today, January 21st, at the Ankrum Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7 in Ankrum. For our final story, Tyler Kincaid is reporting at the Huffington Post that two federal complaints were filed last month alleging Bard College violated gender equity laws. The Title IX complaints were filed shortly before the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights began investigating the private institution for potentially mishandling a separate case of sexual violence on the campus. Two of the three complaints filed claim the school did not follow its own policy when disciplining students accused of sexual assault, and it did not adequately provide available resources to victims. The third complaint was from current students who said Bard President Leon Bonstein made, and I quote, "victim-blaming comments," end quote, that undercut the trust in having a proper response to a sexual assault report at the college. One of the women told the Huffington Post, and I quote, "I'd like the investigation to put pressure on Bard to make its policies more consistent and transparent. I also think President Bonstein's role needs to be reevaluated," end quote. The college did not respond to a request for comment. You can read that full story at the Huffington Post. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 30 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 10 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 27 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 13. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 26 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low at 17 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:55 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 38 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 21st day of January, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.